An international e-commerce retailer is again featuring items that a Juneau resident crafted from sea otter fur. This after the Alaska Native artist petitioned Etsy to relist the items, and U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan exchanged letters with the company. KTOO's Trip Krause looks into Etsy's policy and how it conflicts with a federal exemption to allow Alaska Natives to sell certain crafts.
Etsy says it's moving away from local and national laws, such as the U.S. Endangered Species Act, and toward international standards. Those standards don't include an exemption for Alaska Native artists. So the company says it removed ivory items from its website. Items made from endangered species, such as some populations of sea otters, were also removed. Marcus Goh is Inupiaq Eskimo. He hunts sea otters in southeast Alaska and uses the pelts to create scarves, gloves, vests, and other items. He heard of Etsy delisting other artists' items and reached out to his customer service representative out of concern. That's when the representative noticed his sea otter items.
After a while, she told me that because sea otters were endangered, my items would be delisted. And then, you know, this confused and it got me a little bit frustrated because they're not. We have so many sea otters here.
The two began exchanging links. Goh says the confusion on Etsy's part comes from geography and the distinct populations across Alaska.
I do have sold some things on Etsy. It's not the biggest source of the revenue that I have for my sea otter for business. Most of the stuff that I sell go to other stores for resale.
Goh says he uses Etsy to reach customers that he otherwise couldn't. He petitioned Etsy saying that the population of southeast sea otters aren't endangered, and eventually his items were relisted. That was good news for U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan's office and spokesman Matt Shekaro.
I think it's important to recognize that there has been some movement or conversations between Etsy and some Alaska Native artists. The senator and also the office are hopeful that we can find a positive solution for those that may not have been able to relist their items, and we can find some resolution for those artisans.
Earlier this month, the Alaska Republican had sent a letter to Etsy following reports of walrus ivory and sea otter items being delisted from the online retailer. Etsy did not respond to a request for comment. In Juneau, I'm Trip J. Krause.